So the bottom line is, if you make a small amount of money, you're going to have a lower percent of people who have an interest in listening to the single CD, An Introduction to Your Wish is Your Command. And you're going to have a smaller percent of those people who have an interest in listening to the entire Your Wish is Your Command series. If you're making $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year, you're going to have a very high percentage of your friends, relatives, neighbors, coworkers, and business associates listen to the single CD series, and you're going to have a higher percent of those want to listen to Your Wish is Your Command. That's the fact. Now, even though that's factual, keep this in mind. This can, will, and is working for everyone, even the unemployed. There are people who have joined who don't have a job, who are flat broke, who are virtually homeless, and you can still become outrageously successful. Because if you're in that position and you don't do this, my gosh, what else are you going to do? At least this, you have a chance. And it will work if you work it. The more successful you are, quite frankly, the faster you could probably get it going. Now, that's not 100% true all the time. Because even the person who's flat broke, if they have the right attitude and the right energy, they will become successful and make more money faster than even somebody who is wealthy joining, based on their attitude first. So that's key. So step five, share the program. Step five is you talking to somebody who's not in gin about gin in an attempt to get them into gin. Starts with getting them to listen to Your Wish is Your Command. And that starts with getting them to listen to the single CD series, An Introduction to Your Wish is Your Command. You hand it to somebody or you mail it. You pick up the phone and call a few days later. Now, what happens if you call them a few days later and they haven't even listened to the single CD series yet? What you tell them is, look, you need to listen to this because I need it back. And you only give them one more day or two. And if they haven't listened, say, great, well, can I pick this up? I need it back. And go take it away from them. Take it away. Go on to the next person. You'll keep that person on your list to go back to later, or maybe they'll even come back to you. But take it away and move on. Remember this. You definitely need to sell memberships. You definitely need to sign up people. So you need people to say yes and sign up and become a member of GIN. You do. But you don't need any single person. Remember that. So first and foremost, you're going to pass out the Introduction to Your Wish is Your Command CDs. You're going to follow up with them and then hand those who are interested. And not everyone who listens to that initial CD is going to be interested. Now, what if they say, well, what about this free cruise? And say, well, I'll explain that to you later. You have to listen to Your Wish is Your Command first, and then you'll understand. I can't get into the details. I'm not at liberty to say right now. These are some good phrases. I can't get into the details. I'm not at liberty to say right now. Listen to Your Wish is Your Command, then I'll tell you about the free cruise. And hand them the Your Wish is Your Command. That's the next step. Now, the next step, after they listen to Your Wish is Your Command, you're going to take the next step. So when you hand them the Your Wish is Your Command, again, you want to reiterate that they should listen to this at least one CD a day and finish in 14 days. Ideally, they should finish in 7. Make sure you tell them, look, make sure you listen to the first 4 CDs. It covers the basic foundational information. And then it really kicks into the gear. It's going to blow your mind. Because that makes sure that they listen to the whole series. And say, I'll get back to you. Or when you finish, tell them, when you finish, give me a call. When you finish, give me a call. So that's what you tell them. When you finish, give me a call. Now, you're going to call them anyways in a week to see how they're doing. So the next step is a week later, after you hand them Your Wish is Your Command, you're going to call them, and you're going to say something like this. Charlie, it's Joe. I just wanted to see how you're doing with the CD series Your Wish is Your Command. Now, they're going to say a few things. Oh, I haven't started it yet. Oh, well, I listened to the first CD, and it didn't sound like it's something for me. Or they go, oh, I'm really loving it.